A new era in open data is arriving at the Department of Veterans Affairs. The VA is unrolling a brand new open data website to give people an inside look at data the agency holds. Marina Martin is Chief Technology Officer at the VA. Thank you for being on the program today. What are you making available to people through this new website, Marina?
So VA's open data is all non-sensitive, non-personal information, things like lists of VA locations and lists of VA benefits. So that we can allow the public and particularly developers to integrate this information into the apps and services that they're providing.
Now, the VA says this is part of the government-wide open data policy. The open data initiative is something the administration has pushed pretty consistently. But it strikes me that I'm sure you're not doing this just for the sake of complying with something the administration told you to do. What would you like to see people do with the data that you're making available to them, Marina?
Well, I've seen recurringly people want to build apps and services for veterans or perhaps for the general public, but with specific services for veterans. What they have to do each time is they end up reinventing the wheel. They end up trying to track down lists of VA hospitals or lists of homeless resources, and they start those databases from scratch each time. And I'm really hoping that through this open data effort, we can provide this information in one authoritative source that they can reuse again and again to make sure that we get these resources and this information out to the maximum number of people.
Not only are making data available on this site, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later today, but my notes say that in addition to offering the VA data sets, the new page directs users to data.gov where they can explore 171 open data sets. Is there a context for the kind of information that you wanted to make available, similar to what other agencies are releasing, or how did you go about deciding what you wanted to put out to start initially?
Well, we first have to go around our agency, and this applies to the whole federal government, and really educate people on what data is. A lot of people don't realize that a spreadsheet of locations or of grant applicants or recipients is actually data that people are interested in seeing and using. So first, it's kind of an educational effort, and it's seeing what data we already have that's readily available to post online. I think we're also interested in the opportunities for collaborating on open data resources across agencies, because up until the president's executive order and the corresponding OMB policy memo requiring agencies to publish data in open manners by default, we really had a lot less visibility into the sorts of open data that other agencies had. And frankly, VA is the largest civilian agency. We have 327,000 employees, so it helps just internally to see what other public data assets different divisions within our department have. Things like lists of dialysis centers can be compared with census data, can be compared with HHS data on different chronic illness outcomes to really make some interesting visualizations and insights.
Yeah, that's one of the things as the data revolution, I guess, is a fair thing to call it, Marina. As that has swept across government, I'm struck by the things that agencies are saying. We didn't know some other agency, fill in the blank, had this kind of information that we can merge and mold with information that we have to serve a citizen, taxpayer, whatever, better in some particular way. Are you finding that at VA also, as you're putting data out there, other agencies are saying we can use this in this way, or you might be able to use what we have to help accentuate what you've got?
Absolutely. And in fact, one particular possibility here, when you start putting this data out in a structured format, and that means that it can be machine readable and comparable across agencies in terms of the title of the data set or a link is recognized as a link. Today, if you search major search engines like Google or Bing for, say, a recipe, apple pie, it knows you're looking for a recipe, and it right there in the search results tells you how many calories, cook time, and some top rated recipes. We want to provide that same service for people who are searching for veteran resources and, frankly, resources across the federal government. So we're actually working with those major search engines to release structured lists of the benefits that every agency offers, including VA, so that if you're a veteran in Idaho and you're searching for unemployment benefits, instead of having to navigate a whole bunch of links, right there at the top of the search results, you see what resources VA has to offer for you with the right contact number and the right web link.
You talked about how the VA wants to work with developers and other people that are making these ways, not just applications, I guess, but other ways that people can use this data and put it to work for them. What can you tell me about how you want to scale those efforts up, Marina?
So we started out, we have a brand new GitHub website, which is a popular website that developers use to collaborate on code and data together. So first off, we have a way to give us feedback. If you're building an app or a service, we want to know what data you could use from us, because it's very possible that we could have it readily available with not a lot of work that could have a really big impact on our population. There's also, we're interested in building out a national database of veteran services that aren't just provided by VA, but that are provided by everyone. Building on the problem I mentioned earlier, a lot of app developers have to start from scratch each time, trying to collect a list of veteran resources. And, I mean, Americans have been fantastic in the sense that there are so many, ranging from discounts at stores to counseling to housing resources. So we want to provide a way that everybody can collaborate in one space, one open source space, to keep those resources up to date and then be able to reuse them much more efficiently than if everybody has to start from scratch. And we're hoping to really interact as every time people have hackathons and different sort of developer resources, they come together and they come to VA to see what we have and how they can help us. And I'm looking forward to really continuing that dialogue.
Marina Martin's the Chief Technology Officer at the Department of Veterans Affairs. If you had to characterize this as a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you're just getting started and 10 being you are making available all of the data that you potentially could make available, you know, given privacy concerns and so on. Where do you think the VA is on that continuum right now, Marina?
I think we're just getting started, and we look forward to getting feedback from the public and particularly developers around veteran resources so that we can provide the open, non-sensitive data that they're looking for.
Is there a way to let people know what's possible, what kinds of things you might have, and so that they can figure out what their individual views are on that prioritization? Or is there just so much that it's really difficult to even put names on all of it right now?
I would say that we almost don't know what we don't know, and we want to look to the innovators in the private sector and nonprofits to tell us what they might be able to do with that data. But we really want to encourage a conversation. So if you go to our VA data website, there is a forum on there that we can communicate with, and I am personally monitoring it and happy to engage in any discussions with people who are looking to use data or looking for new sources of data from VA.
What kind of a sense of feedback have you gotten so far? What kinds of things are people talking about at this point, Marina?
Pretty new, but I would say that people are really interested, again, some major search engines and developers are really interested in lists of VA benefits and contact information for locations and facilities, because those seem to be the things that people want to reuse again and again.
Well, I congratulate you on this, and I thank you for coming on to talk about it, and we're happy to put a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later today. I appreciate your time very much.
Thank you so much for having me.